go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't.
All right, welcome back, you rascals.
Hey, what's the intangible version of this song? Like, what do y'all
the intangible play? Version
birthday.
We played that already.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if, because I know this song is going to be rock and everybody going to get on dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying, if I go to a Tobin Park birthday party,
I will.
What song's going
to
be played?
I mean, I will play in the club. Like, it's not, you know, you think I'm not allowed to play 50 Cent?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, what's your go-to song?
For my birthday, I believe it's a little
country song. Is it a, you know what I'm saying?
There are any country birthday songs that I'm aware of.
Right. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just asking. I'm trying. Listen.
I don't know.
I'm trying to learn the ways of the intangible so that to bring our friendship closer.
See, I'm pretty sure what I did for my birthday was listen to the UFC intro. Bring the pain! Bring the pain! Because I was like, all I want to do is watch 308. That's what I wanted to do my birthday.
I got you.
I did get out of trunk or treating, which was great.
Hey, that was my other thing. You got out of trunk or treating?
It's like, I did a little thing that they say is healthy in marriages, and it's called honesty. And she's like, what do you want to do for everything? I'm like, honestly, I don't want to go to trunk or treating. I just want to sit on my ass and watch all the sports today because the UFC and Canes and the Heat. And she's like, that's fine. And she was good.
Oh, see that? You were trying to Tobin your way out of it. And all you had to do was be honest.
If I'm honest,
hey,
you know,
which is something you haven't been about that statue. I'm gonna just be honest,
dude. I'm being honest. I really am.
Why are you the only one? Not one other person has said what you're saying.
D Wade likes it.
He has to like it.
He doesn't have to like it.
Yes, he does.
Why?
Because he got skin in the game, and it's an honor to have a statue. Let me explain this to you. The statue is the honor, not how the statue looks. So right. You are honored to have a statue. So, like, yeah, he's not going to say it doesn't even look like me. It's the statue itself that is the honor.
He a lot of people think that he was revealing something to the Heat organization about the Heat organization yesterday, right? So, get the headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. People love drama, right? People love to drum up drama. I don't know what these people, you know, these people who like to just make, you know, something out of nothing. I don't know what's wrong with those people. But here we go. We'll get to this. So Dwayne Wade yesterday was closing out his speech, and he channeled Pat Riley. And people think this was revealing something. And I'll just play it.
People, do you mean you?
No, because I don't. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't.
Wait, for years, you have always come here with something somebody said.
Yeah.
And go, could be something.
It could be something, could be nothing.
Now you're saying I don't?
I think I'm going to the drive-thru and I'm ordering a big nothing burger. I think this is nothing. Okay. But people are, I'll give you the context of yesterday, one person who was noticeably absent from the ceremony and was not in attendance was Jimmy Butler. Jimmy was not there. And for, you know, a guy that they, you know, it's thought that they have a close relationship. Now, I do want to point out to everybody, before I get to the sound, he is being honored again tonight and will be in the building. So he will see him tonight. But anyway, I don't want to taint the jury pool. Here's what D. Wade said to close out his speech.
And when I say what legacy is, legacy for this organization and what we believe in. And those words are from the Godfather himself, from Pat Riley. And these are words and actions that Zoe, UD, myself, and now Bam have held and will continue to hold. Legacy. I don't have a vision of what my legacy is. You have to develop a philosophy. It's an image of a desired state that you want to get to. A house divided against itself will not stand. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Current Miami Heat players, y'all hear that? A house divided against itself will not stand. You're either in or you out. You don't merely want to be considered the best of the best. You want to be considered the only ones who do what you do. You want to make sure that one day you'll leave some footprints. And I think that legacy is what it's all about. You want to leave something behind that people can follow and that people can hold on to.
All right, there you go. So,
what?
What's that face you're making?
So, it's something, dude. It's
what do you mean? No.
I'm gonna add one and one, and I'm gonna get two. Because all I do is take the information and bring it in.
I don't like this.
Now, and I want everybody on Twitch, I want y'all to follow me. When he mentions Bam's name instead of Jimmy, is it ironic that Jimmy ain't there?
Is it ironic that Jimmy's not there? I mean, so you think if Jimmy was there, he would have mentioned him?
No, the speech was a speech, dude.
I think they're good, though.
Okay,
I think they're good.
Here's the other thing. You either in or you out.
That's a Pat Riley.
And this is pointing at you, too. You know why? Because you the one that be coming around here talking about playoff Jimmy.
Right.
That means you in some of the time.
He looked good on Saturday.
You either in or you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But maybe it's a message to everybody.
Everybody else been in, dude. Bam been in. Bam been playing six.
Bam is always in. You don't have to ask about Bam. We know Bam's in.
Okay. A house divided. So that means if you're not all in.
Bam's so in, he's having a date night there.
But I'm just, see, don't try, listen. Don't try to.
What?
Don't.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Don't try.
An alleged date.
No, don't try to get this away from what we're talking about.
All right.
We just trying to get to the bottom of it. We trying to get to what this means. Is it something or is it nothing?
All right, I'm going to add more evidence.
Okay. Let's go.
So here was D. Wade asked about his comment.
That information when I start calling your ass out.
No. I think this is going to, I think this isn't deterring anything. This is just more.
Okay, go.
So he was then at his post press conference and was asked about his comments about Bam.
Why not Jimmy?
He wasn't asked about not Jimmy, but I'll just let you listen to the sound. Here he was.
We speak a lot. We always have. UD, myself, the organization have spoke to Bam at this level for a long time. And it's not pressure. It's just opportunity. You know, I mentioned Alonzo Mourning. I mentioned Udonis Haslem. I mentioned myself. And then I mentioned Bam. To mention you, Bam, with those likes, I mean, that's respect. Because we see him as, you know, someone who's going to continue to, you know, take on everything that we learned here and everything that we've passed on for this organization to be successful. And you don't have those players. They don't come around often. You have a lot of talented players,
come around, you have people that do great things, but you don't have cornerstone individuals that can take your culture and keep it going. And so I just spoke on that, and I spoke to him. I spoke to the team, too. You heard me. All right, house divided will not stand. As this, you know, I want to be a part of winning. I ain't going to lie to you guys, and this is going off beat. I was jealous watching the Boston Celtics the other night because I saw KG and Paul Pierce and Ray Allen out there. I know Ray here. But I was like, man, I want to be that guy. I want to be the old guy to come back with the team, win the championship. And so it's important for me to set that example and to be that example, but not to be the only one. And so we're thankful for Zoe because he said it. You did not follow. And Bam has to be thankful for us because we said it. And now he's following it. And so hopefully it keeps going.
All right.
Now, I'm going to kind of get what I took out of that.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here's what I took out of that. The reason why he didn't mention Jimmy, because he mentioned guys start to finish, not guys that were brought in.
That's true.
That's it.
I mean, Zoe was brought in, but Zoe's thought, you know,
yeah,
I
don't think. Zoe was the OG.
Zoe's the OG. Fair.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's where I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So that has nothing to do with Jimmy.
Look.
He didn't mention Jimmy.
People.
But here's the thing.
People mistake. Here's, I just want to say this with Jimmy, right? Jimmy has said part of the thing he likes with the Miami Heat is that they let him be him. He's not necessarily the do everything he called you guy. Still works very hard. The availability thing, put the availability thing aside on the games. The dude does work his ass off. He plays very physical, and the guy has led them to a lot of great moments. All right. Pat Riley says himself, he's the biggest needle mover. But there is an element to him that marches to his own beat. Bam Adebayo does everything the organization asks, from the interviews to the community events to the extra stuff. You know, he's out opening a court in the middle of the community with D-Wade this week. It's just a different relationship. It's different. I don't, you know, and I think you're right. It's just a homegrown thing. Zoe saw this from Bam when he was 19 years old. This isn't a question of talent. It's just like you said, it's a start to finish thing that they've seen with him. I don't think there's a rift with Jimmy Butler. I don't think Dwayne is pointing anything out. I think that he was, like he said, kind of annoyed that the Heat have gotten close and then ran into it. This is a man who wants to, he said this yesterday too. You want this? You got to win. You got to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I thought people were making too much drama about it, but I get it. I get it. People are pissed. People think that everything's a thing.
And I would say not mentioning Jimmy had nothing to do with what he was talking about. Because he was talking about homegrown guys.
Right.
That being said, it didn't help that Jimmy wasn't there.
It didn't help.
You see what I'm saying?
It didn't help.
Because there's guys that been on the team for 12 seconds that were there.
Time it was there. All the young guys were there.
Right. So
I do think a lot of those guys live across the street.
And I think they were forced to go.
Probably.
Right. Like I believe me, I know the young guys always have to, you know. We got
Tyler wasn't there.
Huh?
Tyler wasn't there.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't like Jimmy was the only guy who wasn't there.
Right. But
he's the noticeable guy because him and D-Wade are thought of to have a very close relationship.
Yeah. And if D-Wade was cool with it and
he's going to see him tonight.
Right. I'm just saying, like, if you want to pull something from it, you got to put things that are real versus what's not. The real reason why he didn't mention Jimmy is because of the homegrown thing. I believe that.
Tahoe says, Tobin wants to think that the Heat all hang out every weekend and send Christmas cards. They ain't like that, dude. No, Tahoe, I think you want to think that. I don't think that. I know how it is. Like, you guys all want to think because they don't hang out all the time and they're not singing Christmas carols together that you think that means there's a problem. And I just want letting you know they can do a job and have a different part of their life.
Yeah, that can be true. But there's also moments.
I get it.
Where you being there or not being there says more than You know what I mean?
But do you think that Jimmy showed up as an FU to the organization, to D Wade?
I don't think he's been acting like that. I just think that more is taken from it than it is. But even if you were a rando guy and you looked at all the things that were said and who's there and who's not, you could see how somebody could pull that from the events.
Look,
you see what I'm saying?
There's only one place we got to care about is attendance, and that's at 7:30 tonight. That's it. Froggy, what's that look?
It's also here. Let me ask you this, Tobe.
Yep.
You think something is going on when he mentioned a house divided twice? Like he knows something's going on?
I think
that's not a random thing you just bring up.
It's a Pat Riley. It's a Rileyism. Like you said, I'm quoting Pat Riley here.
Okay, but twice?
Well, I mean, it's good to emphasize something in a speech. Like, I think he probably heard, like, hey, you guys, like he said, you have to be all in on this. Everybody. And maybe that was a message to Jimmy, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Pat Riley sent a very clear message to Jimmy, too. Which, by the way, Jimmy Butler publicly hasn't really bucked against.
No. I mean, asking the guy to play more games is not like what
he even said, but even D Wade acknowledged, like, hey, you're not always going to like, I think one of the things that was cool about D Wade with this speech yesterday was closing with Pat Riley. Cause we know they've had their ups and downs as Jimmy and Pat had at the end of last year. Like he's been through all of that. He's been through this chapter of the Pat Riley thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever wants to like remember that. It's like, this is not a guy. Now, it was, dude, when they hugged after the speech yesterday, whew, that was goosies. Wow.
Dude, and that's why your eyes, that statue look older than Pat Riley.
I mean, Pat Riley is very good looking for an 80-year-old man, but still.
Okay.
What is this scoffing you're doing, Frog Boy?
No, I just know that I have post-traumatic liner disorder because when you're talking about where his attendance matters, I don't think I was thinking, it's like, this is a Blue Chew read he's about to do?
No. I don't have Blue Chew today.
No, but his attendance does matter today more than yesterday. He could be just going through treatment and he's like, look, bro, you're going to have a lot of speeches, a lot of people there. I'll catch you tomorrow. You know, I'll see you tomorrow, dude. It's fine. I'm not going to go to work on my day off.
I don't think that portion of it is a big deal because evidently they have a good relationship.
Yeah. We'll find out tonight. They're chummy tonight. We know it was just like, I was getting some recovery.
Yeah, they were just posted on like Instagram when at the Pat Riley night. They were hugging. They were like family, all that stuff. And I know social media is not necessarily real life, but it's not like there's an iciness, I think, that's there. But I do think there's – I like that D-Wade is going out there and putting a challenge out to this Heat. That's something he really hasn't done before in his retirement.
Hey, Gameboy 305 says, that statue needs help crossing the street.
All right, we'll get back into the Dolphins here in just a second. Take a break. Back with more of this.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in St. Louis.
They ask me what I do and who I do.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hey, we got a 4-pack of Heat tickets that you can win today. Keep listening to our show. We'll give those away next hour. 4-pack of tickets. But let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Miami Dolphins. Oof. Marcos.
Two-in-a-run.
Oh, no, that was the best part yesterday. Congratulations, dude.
Two.
Idiots. A bunch of enablers. Why would you even cheer that?
Because he was tough. He got up like, That was tough.
Wait for me not to hit anybody. That was the whole point.
Still alive. It was great. I've never
felt more still fear. Conscious, everybody.
I never felt more fear, though. Like when
as soon as he took off.
And then he slid and I was like,
He didn't, no disaster happened until he got the ball snapped to him.
Yeah, hello. That he can do.
Nothing. So how did you guys are really saying he should have caught that.
Oh, dude, come on.
You can touch it, you can catch it.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to get on your receivers for not catching footballs.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I don't know how one snaps
it's a lot different than a ball going 25 yards than a ball going 2.
I don't understand why Aaron Brewer found the need to snap it like a piss whistle, but he did.
Real chooch on that guy.
Real chooch on that snap. I didn't realize that was a thing. Like, oh, he's got a little more.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it is a time. I mean, Schlereth was very impressed yesterday. He's like, oh, it's Tua. Gets the ball out so fast. Stink loved it. But, yeah, I kind of think he should catch that. I don't know. Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Hit right in the palms.
Here.
Right up in the air.
Here's the thing. When you watch quarterbacks do shotgun, they get the ball a certain way every time. Yep. Maybe left, right, up, and down, but it's the same speed. If you change the speed on them, that's where you get the problems. It's not the direction.
Yeah, I realize he's not Greg Maddux. He shouldn't be up there trying to change speeds on him.
Exactly.
But still, like, you're a professional athlete. Like, shouldn't you be able to catch the ball?
Oh my goodness. Oh my God.
No one's deterring him from catching the ball. Nobody's there yet.
All right.
Did Mike McDaniel say after the game, he goes, I guess we're going to not be able to go in shotgun until they get it right.
Yeah, but then you can't go in the snap either because
like they're a close. Yeah, like they're a peewee football team. Mike McDaniel's not going to allow them to go out of the gun.
Go and slap on the football.
Hutch. These are the things. Mike McDaniel's going to go back to the basics this week. He's going to make Mostert tote the rock all over meetings. Didn't you have to do that one time?
Yeah. Yeah, $100, anybody to make me fumble.
It's going to have to go back to college methods, I guess. I don't know, dude. These are ridiculous ways that they're losing. Beasley pointed it out well on Twitter. Let me see. This was because it was just like just to add on to realize how bad it is, which maybe, I mean, Arizona doesn't seem that bad. I think we just think of them as being really lousy. But he said on Twitter just an hour ago, just crystallized in my brain that the Dolphins lost a game in which they were up 2 scores in the second half at home against a mid team on a cross country short week trip. And they had the ball. Season wrecker.
So essentially he's saying the feeling of yesterday was equal to yesterday's or last year's Tennessee game, because last year's Tennessee game felt like
it did feel a little bit like that.
Except for the guy that you allowed to go down the field against Tennessee made it worse.
Yeah,
that guy sucks.
Okay, so I mean, Kyler Murray's not a bum.
He's not a bum, but come on, dude. Like, he's also like, what would you consider Kyler Murray? Like top
20,
fringe top 15,
top 20.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
now he was good. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I played Tua.
I'm telling you, that one drive when the ball got batted out of his hands and he had that incredible throw to Marvin Harris, like, you usually give one of those a series, not one same damn series.
I just don't know what they do at this point. Like, when does he top out?
Not after game 7.
I don't know, dude.
Not after game 7.
If they lose this game, they're selling parts for scraps coming up, trade deadline.
No.
They are, dude. No. They are. They're open. I'm telling you right now, they don't win this Buffalo game, which I don't know how you could feel good about that. Dude, they're opening up shop.
You know, what about the law of averages, huh? What about two sides of a coin? What about
right now that the law of below average?
I would guess by tomorrow, you're going to hear these words. The Dolphins have so and so in the facility, pass rusher.
Oh, great, awesome.
Yeah, I mean. Here's the thing that pissed me off. You ready? How is a small person stand in the pocket with all those giants and complete passes downfield? Because there should be so many times where he just can't see. And they did bat a few balls.
In the first draft, they did.
But it seems like that should be happening all the time. But what happens is,
He's been a short QB his whole life.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
What? What? That's not what he mean.
It pertains to yesterday, when you start seeing balls get batted down, you got to think the only way he cannot get balls batted down is if they roll him out and we blitz him and nobody stays, keeps him in the pocket.
You don't think any center that let Isaiah Thomas score, Celtics Isaiah Thomas, was like, I mean, he's only 5'7".
Yeah, but
Some guys are really talented.
He could dunk.
Could he dunk?
I think so, yeah.
I don't remember him dunking. Nate Robinson could dunk.
Nate Robinson. Maybe I'm getting him mixed up.
He also got knocked out by Jake Paul.
He also averaged 20-plus points in the NBA game. So we ain't talking about, you know, little Dan Marino.
Take a break. Mix things up coming up next. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Hi, friends.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Had a great weekend. How about you guys?
I had a good weekend, too. I had a good weekend. I can't complain other than Tua not being able to catch a damn snap.
Hmm. Well, that's something else.
Meanwhile, he's got a human jugs machine as a center.
Cam Ward's catching touchdowns. This guy can't even catch a snap. Jeez.
Oh, the Canes. Canes are good. Oh, yeah. Good that's Canes. Good.
Tough.
Cupcakes, dude. I told you those Seminoles. Bums.
So, cupcakes tomorrow? What's going on?
Yeah. What do you got today, Froggius?
We have been talking about it over and over. The snap. The 2 points that costed us the game. McDaniel has an answer.
What do you mean?
Well, 2 points.
Costed is not a word.
Oh, that's, come on. That's a total word, dude. How much it costed? You know, you never
Tua costed that football.
Oh, nope. No, total. Total. Yeah, look, costed. Correct to say costed.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Totally.
It's not a word.
Yeah, maybe not the way I used it.
Send us a link.
No, it's not. You know, you don't need to send a link. You know damn well costed in a word.
No, it's a word. Like, you know, they costed what? Him. They accosted him.
Stop.
Oh, it's a word, dude.
See, usually we just eat it, yeah. But now it's you, and you try to dig yourself out of it.
Costed is a word, dude.
It's not a word, dude.
It's a word.
Froggy, he just wants to get you back for mm-mm.
That's all he's doing.
Both are correct. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I think costed is a thing.
In British English, costed is the past tense of the verb cost.
I know you were going to say that one?
We're quibbling. Let's just get to the soundbite.
Okay. Soundbite is costing us a lot of time.
Rue would say he should have taken a little steam off of it. Tua said he should have caught it. Bottom line is backed up. We can't have those type of issues. You can't just give free points to people. So collectively, I think that, you know, the way I like to handle it is, you know, all right, we can't go in shotgun or pistol backed up until you guys tell me you can.
Okay. I mean, but I've seen him under center. It's not really that much better, if I'm being honest. That still doesn't tell me who I need to blame.
All of them. Yeah. The lot of them. The only one person. Listen, here's who you could blame. You could blame Tua.
He's snapping it in too hard.
It's ridiculous. This guy's a professional athlete. What do you think was the miles per hour on that snap?
110.
Get out of here.
Oh, it was coming.
You acted like Brewer snapped it to him like he was Otani.
I'd say.
Have you seen the play? He really did.
21.
I did see the play. Hit him right in the hands.
Oh my God. Loved way.
He's got 33 fumbles since entering the league.
Dude, he fumbles a lot, Leroy. He does. He fumbles a lot.
33 fumbles isn't.
He just has a real propensity to get his fumbles back. He's really good at getting his fumbles back. That ball with Tua is on the ground a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, dude.
It goes from zero, like never touching the ground, to he'll have like four in a game. It's wild.
I will say though, you know, it did escape my mind that the Dolphins did have this happen against the Patriots with Snoop.
Ah.
Didn't cause them. They ended up winning the game still, but that did happen.
He really, it went straight over his head.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Anyway.
We heard from Mike McDaniel.
Great coaching, by the way. You know, he's got it all figured out, Mike McDaniel.
Oh yeah.
How long do you think that press conference is gonna be today? 47 minutes?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of nothing.
I saw him after the game. He's like, no one's going to give a bleep. He was cursing a lot in his press conference. So that we're 2-5. I'm like, I do.
Great.
Right. Wish your record was better.
I don't care, sir.
Wait, what is your, hey, what you wanted? Exciting football.
I did. Well, listen, it was a more enjoyable game than the win over the Patriots. It was.
Yeah.
I would rather the win.
You got what you wanted. Really? Yeah.
You got what you wanted.
Is this what you wanted?
Yeah, he wanted.
No, what I want is the Dolphins to be good. What do I want? Nobody, guess what? In a world.
No. You want us to win.
You wanted.
You guys live in a world where you like to try and box me in.
No.
All enjoyed yesterday's game more than you did the Patriots. The game was a more enjoyable game than the Patriots.
Yes.
Game.
The result was not. I'd rather win.
Right.
You just rather enjoyable game.
Look, great investments are great because you end up with more money, but gambling's more fun.
Oh.
Boxed in.
No.
Mm-mm.
Want you guys to know I got 17 legs on the same ticket, correct, guys. But it was 22 legs, unfortunately. So no money still. No money.
Did you have fun?
20. Oh, it was fun. 22 legs.
That was fun.
That's fun. That is fun.
Dude, who even tries 22?
I was rich.
That guy.
I was stinking rich.
Marcos and I used the Hard Rock app. Wait,
five cents wins $1.5 million.
Exactly. Marcos and I, yeah, we use the Hard Rock app like scratch offs.
Oh yeah, exactly. Essentially, right?
Because they don't like no, because they won't even push the button until it shows 17,000.
Yeah, I want some real value. I want my $3 to send my kid to college.
I was thinking of the game and I was like, Alec Burks could score 30 tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's possible.
$2 million. your $3 bet over the $2 million.
What else you got, Marcos?
Don't worry, guys. I know you're wondering right now, are the Dolphins out of it? According to Tua, we're still alive in the playoff hunt.
Oh, it's time. 17 games. It's a long time. A lot of games. So whether we're counted out or we're not, doesn't matter. We're going to continue to play football. A lot of people in here know that I don't know how many years ago we started out 1-7. We didn't have half the guys that we have, and no disrespect to my other teammates, but I'm talking about the talent that we have here. We didn't have half that talent, however many years ago. And so to give that group respect, we won the next 8 games. And I'm not saying, you know, we're going to do that or whatnot, but it is possible. Anything's possible. So we're going to continue to trust each other, lean on each other, believe in each other, and we're going to go do it next week. What are your thoughts?
Counterpoint.
Okay.
When you got to that 8th game in Tennessee, you really screwed the pooch and cost him the playoff. Tua.
Oof.
You left out that detail, didn't you? If you want to go back years ago.
Wow.
Wow.
What? I mean, like, tell the whole story. Okay. You know, don't act like it ended in the playoffs.
The point was there's a chance.
You want to know what happened in that game?
No. Oh, no.
But I'm more than sure you got it locked. Now, do you like Tua or not?
I love Tua. I'm a big Tua fan. But I don't like him being a finagler of the truth.
He didn't finagle the truth. He said we were.
He made it seem like he took him to the playoffs from a 1-7 record, which he did not.
He didn't say that, though.
That's what he wanted you to think.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Sullen McRibs is right.
What?
You were begging for Tua to come back, and now you're just lashing out.
You should have caught the snap. I don't know what to tell you. You should have caught the snap. You should have caught. I'm tired of this whole thing because you want to know what's going to happen. This is the same thing that happened with Jaylen Waddle. You want to know whatever you want to know what my problem is? Here's my problem.
I'm going to rip him today.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem, Jennifer.
Okay.
My problem is I'm always the first one to the right argument when it's not popular. And the same thing, what happened today? We come to the opening segment. It's my birthday. The first thing you mentioned today, Leroy, there's Jalen Waddle versus the football. Woof.
Oof.
Now I have the audacity to mention, hey, Tua, he's got a bit of a Butterfingers problem. He does. And guess what's going to happen? Maybe not next week, but there'll be another critical time where it happens again. And then you'll all hop on the bandwagon. And then I won't be so lonely anymore because it's groupthink. Well, just like I'm the only one who will tell you that D-Wade statue is great.
Okay.
You guys all want to be part of the jokey jokes. You want to be all part of the jokey jokes.
I had no idea about the jokey jokes.
You want to be part of the jokey jokes.
I saw the statue.
Okay.
By the way, Marcos, spot on.
All right.
What?
Looks like PJ Tucker.
Oh, Antoine Walker, that picture.
Antoine Walker.
Yeah, for sure. That is definitely
look Antoine at that. Walker. Look at that picture.
You know, I just want to say. No. I just want to say, dude, I want to just say something. Right. First of all, too scared to say yes or no. Second of all, you said intangibles think that all black people look alike. And I got to be honest with you, I'm seeing a lot of people make those jokes. And maybe I'm the one who just think it looked like D-Wade. I'm the only one. So maybe I'm the one who's had. No, it's not an accurate picture. You're taking liberties. People are taking liberties. Wow. They made that picture of him fuzzier. Okay. People are taking liberties with the D-Wade statue, and I'm not liking it. Hmm. But this is all getting me away from my main point, which was Tua, bender of the truth.
Whoa.
Do you want to know what happened in that Tennessee Titans game?
Yeah, what happened?
3 fumbles for Tua.
Fumble. He's a fumbler, dude.
Hey, he's a fumbler.
I mentioned this offseason. What's crazy is when I was mentioning this before giving him a contract, everyone was like, oh, what do you know? Stupid frog, get out of here. Now everybody wants to talk about his fumbles.
Okay. You didn't talk about his fumbles. All you cared about is that he didn't run.
He led the league. Led the league in fumbles last year.
Give us one more.
Unfortunately, it's another one from Tua. I don't know if I'll get it. How about we get tough for a second? How about that? Mario Cristobal talked to Joe Rose this morning.
And
as the Canes are now 8-0 and playing relevant football for the first time in a long time, he emphasized the difference November football brings.
It's November, and the Miami Hurricanes are playing relevant football, right? That's awesome stuff, but it's right. The weather gets a little bit different, not here because we're crazy spoiled, but the weather gets a little bit different. The teams get better, you know, for us, for everybody, right? Injuries start piling up a little bit. So all of a sudden, your intensity, your focus, your attention to detail and preparation becomes just completely the most important thing that you can have and do. Because you're playing better teams, and the teams you're playing for the most part are alive in it as well. So you got to put all the other junk aside. Get rid of people and distractions that have nothing to do with winning, man. Just get them out of the way and put your focus on just getting better and being 1-0 today.
Oof, got me nervous for a second. I forgot. I was like, oh, we got a cold game coming up? Syracuse is indoors.
Oh, thank God. That was close. Cam Ward, can he do well in the cold? He was in cold Washington, right?
He was in cold Washington. He was.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm not worried then. Cam Ward, I got faith.
Everybody that plays on the football team down south isn't from down south. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm just going to tell you something. You can say that all you want. All I ever think about is a December bowl game in Orlando that's 55 degrees, and we always get smacked around. So always
you
happens.
Get smacked because you weren't very good, not because it was cold.
Look, dude, D.R. King got hurt in the chip in the Cheez-It Bowl. Now, before that, my son and I got to see him on the Lazy River, and it was a great time because we were staying at the same hotel.
Cole couldn't possibly be there. It's a Lazy River.
It was heated.
Oh, great!
It was great.
Yeah, wonderful.
You know, you're gonna have a hard pressed time yelling, this team can't play in the cold, while talking about your star quarterback in the Lazy River. I don't give a rat's ass. You're outdoors.
My point to
put a
My point to Cam Ward is, should you guys go to a bowl and the hotel is a lazy river, stay out of it, huh?
They might play their first playoff game down here.
That'd be cool.
Oh, that'd be good.
But again, you sound ridiculous.
I feel like I'm getting told that a lot today.
Wait. You should have left that last little tidbit out. Yeah, it was 55 degrees, and we were just going around that lazy river. We saw our starting quarterback. That's not
It was heated.
I mean, it wasn't like Jafing in the woods in the jacuzzi.
It was cold up there.
It was really cold.
She was so hammered. She doesn't remember. She's like,
you're throwing things there that are not true. I was not hammered.
You were hammered.
Totally hammered.
Hey,
moonshine.
That is the only thing that would explain it being 20 degrees and you trying to dip your ass in the
hot. You can ask my friends. I was not hammered.
They call her St. Bernard Fig. You know, she just able to handle the cold with some bourbon.
That's all it takes.
That's tough.
Is that what the St. Bernards carry around?
Bourbon? I didn't know that. I thought they carried around people and they raced.
No, that's not.
That's the idea around you, dummy.
Whoa, what dogs are those?
Not. St. Bernards are huge.
It's the ones you say mush to. Mush.
Oh, Saint Bernards. Wait. St. Bernards are like the same size as people.
Oh, St. Bernards costed too much for me as a child.
Oh my god.
Sweetin says Tobin handles the cold with bourbon chicken. Always a great sample at the mall.
Hey, can I just tell you, bourbon chicken has gotten its run for far too long. Right?
Take a break.
That chicken on the stick is always bourbon chicken.
Oh yeah. Get you in the circus tent. Take a break, back after this.